If you live in one of those places where winter seems to stretch on endlessly, you can probably sympathize with the folks of Republic, Washington. Each winter, the town of 1,040 people puts on a festival to break up the monotony of gray frozen skies and long cold nights. There are some events you might expect, including a chili cook-off and a snow sculpture contest. And then there's the annual outhouse race. Producer Bill George is our man on the scene.
In this one-stoplight town, today, outhouses are a serious business. Some shops have closed for the event, where contestants will push their homemade outhouses down a 1.5-block course. The team from Northern Construction is heating up wax and applying it to their skis, which actually are 4-inch plastic electrical conduit tubes.
5 minutes for the first heat.
Race official Bob Zipper explains the rules.
Each device must slide over ice and snow on skis, runners, sleds, or skids. No wheels. 2, must have a seat no more than 36 inches above the ground with an appropriate hole. Toilet paper must be on board. Reading material is optional.
All drivers must wear a helmet and remain seated throughout the race. At least 2 people must push. Besides limiting cabin fever, the race has great social benefits.
We got loggers, miners, environmentalists, businesses, kids. All of them come together, and it puts a more human face on people, you know, and it maybe eases some of the tensions of politics and those kinds of things.
Some outhouses look more like dog sleds with toilet seats. Grandma's Mercantile, a second-hand store in Public, boasted the classic crescent moon design with a few extra added features.
Rather than just a toilet seat, I had the toilet seat bolted to a toilet, so we just brought the whole thing.
You've got momentum going for you here. You're going to have
a lot of mass rolling down that hill.
And what will happen to the toilet after the race?
We had the toilet for sale in the store. Figured we'd just use it for the weekend and put it back in the store.
And we can resell it.
Yeah, all of the stuff's for resale, including the antennas for the TV and the lizard out in front.
That's a stuffed toy lizard dangling from a wire, along with ice skates and a set of bicycle handlebars for the driver. The driver, Steve Weber, is wearing a teal bathrobe, a helmet covered with a wig, and bright curlers. A cigarette hangs from his mouth.
And did you do anything for training for this?
Yeah, I drank a lot of beer before I came.
I keep the guy from getting too stiff when he crashes.
Yeehaw! Are you ready?
Yes.
Drop off my face.
On your mark. Get set.
A few yards from the finish line, looks like Northern Construction used too much wax.
Go, man, go! They had it and they cracked.
After many eliminating rounds, there are only 2 teams left. Defending champion Ferry County Food Co-op is up against CS Construction. Sprinting down the icy street, it was outhouse to outhouse as fans were on the edge of their hay bales. And then, just as they got to the end of the race course, CS Construction plunged ahead for the victory.
We have a new winner this year!
The winning team received a check of $75 and a trophy crowned with a roll of toilet paper. The toilet seat from their outhouse was taken back to Republic's only Mexican restaurant, where it had been sorely missed during the chili cook-off. For Living on Earth, this is Bill George in Republic, Washington.
Good job, guys.